In just a minute, Bill pours Aunt Jerima syrup all over his pancakes. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, Tinder is great if you want to hook up with any random person. Grindr is great if you want that person to be gay. And now there's J-Swipe if you want to hook up with whom?
Is it with a Jewish person?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Jewish Tinder. We're so proud. J-Swipe is known as Jewish Tinder. It promises guilt-free hookups, and the only strings attached will be your tzitzit.
I thought Jewish Tinder was called LinkedIn. Am I wrong?
It works just like, you know, the other apps, you know, less like Tinder. But with J-Swipe, you swipe right if you're interested in him. He swipes right if he's interested in you. And then his mom swipes right if she approves. Faith, 23 states now have legalized medical marijuana. Nevada would like to go a step further. The state is now considering a bill that would legalize medical cannabis for what?
Pets.
Yes, for pets. Well, when Rover has a tummy ache, instead of eating grass, he can smoke it. Vets who support the bill say marijuana is a great treatment for animals' aches, pains, and their strange inability to really appreciate the Grateful Dead. Owners whose dogs have used medical marijuana report their walks have never been shorter or taken longer. And we know there are going to be a lot of thrown sticks you just never get back.
Is it just for
Lassie come home, I never left.
Is it just for dogs?
Or no,
is it,
well,
I mean, it could be like the for cats, right? You know, the laser pointers that cats like to chase after.
Just... Well, we were wondering about this. I mean, because cats already are paranoid. So
what?
You know.
What?
That's how cats are. It's not going to help the cats. Although there are cats right now who are trying to convince their owners that they have glaucoma. Gabe, this April at the National Gallery of Australia, special tours will be held for guests who want to look at the art while what?
Screaming. I should just ask for a hint. Could I have a hint?
Yeah. That's the way you do it.
Yes. No, well, you know, the Venus de Milo will not be the only one showing it off, if you know what I mean.
Oh, nude.
Yes.
Nude tours.
Nude tours of the art gallery.
Love it.
You've all been there. You're standing next to Michelangelo's David, and you want to, you know, compare. Thanks to an artist who wants to, quote, remove all material barriers between artist and audience, unquote, they have arranged for the museum to offer naked tours. You know what's going to happen. You'll walk in naked, and somebody will be like, oh, that Rubens is so lifelike.
It's got to be at the right kind of museum. You would not want to do that at the Air and Space Museum with all that metal. It just gets so cold.
That's true.
I think it's the security guards who just want to stand around and look at a bunch of weird naked people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will the security guards be naked?
I was assuming no, but yeah. That seems like a union issue, but I don't know Australian law.
But you'll be walking through the museum. It'll be so weird. It will seem as if all the eyes in the paintings are doing anything they can to avoid looking at you. Mo, we've eliminated trans fats. They're gone. We've lowered our sugar intake. We know about other things, but that's not enough. A new study out this week says if we want to lose weight, we might need to cut out what?
It's not going to be sleep because we're already sleeping too little. Can you give me a clue?
Every time I watch Rachel Ray, it goes right to my thighs.
Cut out cooking shows.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Stop watching cooking
shows. Stop watching cooking shows.
Except mine.
Except, of course, well, perhaps including yours. Let me explain. Even Americans, as much as we would like to, cannot eat 24 hours a day. So we spend the time while digesting watching cooking shows. And worse, sometimes we cook the recipes we see there. A study compared people who just watch cooking shows to the fools who actually get up and cook the recipes and found that the people who actually cook and eat that food tend to gain 10 pounds more than those who do not. Apparently, it's because the recipes in the shows tend to be very rich. Things like Paula Deen's fried butter pats with lard sauce. Rachel Ray's bacon-wrapped bacon.
or when Guy Fieri ate an entire diner.
Yes. Well, no. Mo, can I ask you the question that a lot of these food show hosts get? You make all these rich, fattening foods, and yet you yourself are rather slender. So what's the secret?
What the secret is, I just have a really fast metabolism.
You don't have a spit cup?
No, I do. I actually don't. I eat everything. I do a cooking show so that I can get people to cook for me, so that I can eat their food. Seriously, that's
why
I do.
You're actually eating it?
Yes, I eat it all.
But other people chew it up and go, as the camera's off?
Right.
That's awful.
And I feel like I'm telling all these stories. Now I'm afraid I'm going to run into Paula Deen in a dark alley.